Father God, Mother Earth, and Mother Nature, bless us with your divine light. Raise our vibration so that our voices, our thoughts, our movements, our gestures emanate in the purity of this collaboration of the mind, body, and spirit in the direction of our highest good for the benefit of all those who participate in this human experience, all those in humanity, all the children, all the adults and the elders, all of the animals and the plants. We represent all of this in harmony, and we thank you for another episode of Reality Talks, and may your divine light shine through us as we just spread this light and live in the light of your glory as 3 and 4 and 5 manifestations of your beautiful divine grace and the uniqueness of your expression. We are but artistic expressions of you, Father and Mother. We thank you, Mother Nature, for providing all the means to facilitate this beautiful experience, as always. In the name of our ancestors and what we are here for, to bring the light, we know that it shall be done, and so it is.
And so it is, so baby. It is.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And here we are.
And here it is, my people. I am Orto Diablo, and welcome to Reality Talks number 1, 2, 3. I am here with the one, the only, the man, the myth, the machine, Brother Hulu, Amun Ra.
Hello, my people. Good day, good day. This is your brother Hulu representing Reality Talks and the Auto Life University. We are the institute providing the means to the voice, to the sound, to the vibrations. And here I am representing the three that make the one that we are. And we are one of one, representing this movement of speaking the truth and spreading the light in a harmonious way. Lovely, lovely to be here with my lovely sister, Dre, and love. I really appreciate us.
I'm happy to be here as a trilogy. That's what we do. We the tribe. We the soul tribe, right? We waking people up. We out here. We meeting with people. We heal in the world. We meeting with like minds. We're here with Dr. Stephen Schwartz today. Bioharmonics, technologies. We are doing it. We're excited to link minds and link link forces and just see what we can do together. So we're excited to welcome you here with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Schwartz, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I'm really honored to be on this podcast with all of you. I met Ocho a few weeks back and just had an amazing Sunday with him at the OC Yoga Festival. And then you invited me down to San Diego where I was able to meet Drea. Cool. And we had another amazing experience. And then they're like, oh, we need you to introduce you to our third, which is Hulu right here. And I was like, wow, okay. So now I've met the trifecta, and now I'm the quad.
Right?
You know, like you got like
the, we need the quad.
You need more for the grounding, right? Yeah.
The table needs four.
No, I do like those little three-legged stools.
They're very unique.
Yeah, it's like a pyramid, you know? It totally creates stability, but, you know, there's four creates a balance as well, too. And four represents, you know, the cube, and it represents Earth. And so I feel what we're bringing in here with this technology is very... It's interdimensional, but yet it's designed to interact with the interdimensional body in the most primal three-dimensional grounding aspects at the level of the fascia and the connective tissue.
Yes.
So, yeah. Don't want to get too far off track.
No, we're right
that's
on.
That's my little intro. So, what are we going to talk about here today?
So what...
Okay.
First and foremost, talk to us about your story. How did you find yourself being in sound therapy? I remember you telling me you started as a chiropractor. What brought you into the field of making harmonics through vibration for the biology?
Well, that's a great story. Thank you for asking. So my background, I'm a chiropractor by license. I'm from New Jersey. I know you're saying you're from New York, so we got the East Coast vibes going.
Yeah, we do.
And then I ended up going, I made a move out to Colorado.
Okay.
And I got immersed into energy medicine my first year out of school, which was totally not what I was into at all when I was in school. You know, I mean, I went to undergrad for sports medicine. And I went to chiropractic school for sports. Mm. And I went to Colorado to work with snowboarders and Olympic athletes. And I was really into optimal human performance. Mm. But I ended up I got my first job was with a woman that was working with autoimmune diseases and chronic degenerative conditions and really incurable conditions. And my mother was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease while I was in school and I was watching her degenerate. And, you know, she said, you know, what can chiropractic do for me? And I said, I'm not even sure because I'm not sure what autoimmune disease is, but I learned. And now I was working in this doctor's office with all these patients just like my mom. And my mom came out for a session and for the first time in like maybe 5 years, she started getting some results. Mm-hmm. And this doctor said, you should go learn this. And I came to San Diego, came to California for the first time. This was like 2000. And I remember sitting in this technique class, I was learning called JMT, Jaffe Mahler technique. And I don't think it even exists anymore. Doctors Jaffe and Mahler, they created this technique and it was really comprehensive. But I just remember it was all about like immunology,
okay,
pathogens, working heavily with pathogens and the immune system and neurology using little energy vials that we would do like muscle testing with. I put a glass vial with frequency in your hand and we'd do like a muscle test. I see you're using the pendulum, you know, mm-hmm. I would do a muscle test.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in 2000, I learned how to do that. And all I remember sitting in that class and just hearing it coming in and being completely the first time I ever heard of it, at least in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And just saying to myself, all I remember hearing in my head is truth. And I went back on Monday and I asked my patients if I could try some of these new stuff, and boom, it started working. Mm. That got me into energy medicine and put me on this path of working with chronic degenerative conditions and allergies and autoimmune diseases. And then as I kept walking down the road, I mean, really from 2000 to 2007, was deep years of intense study of reading about quantum physics and numerology and astrology and channeling and subconscious mind reprogramming and pathology and all these, like everything. I just dove headfirst into everything. And so we ended up, at this point in 2007, I was moving into a new office and I was bringing associates in. At this point, I had about 1,000 of these little glass tubes. Are you familiar with what you're talking about, these glass tubes?
Yeah.
So I'll explain. So a lot of times people refer to them as homeopathy,
okay,
little vials. And you're like, oh yeah, okay, people, okay. But essentially, what is it? It's a glass tube of water.
And with
information. And what are the two things we know about water? Water holds information. Mm-hmm. And two, it's a great conductor. Mm-hmm. And when you put it not through plastic, but through glass, glass is porous to the skin and it can transmit information. It's like a field. So really, when we're all looking, when I'm looking around at Drea and Ocho and Hulu and myself, we're all our own, essentially. We're our own vials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're the Hulu vial, and I'm the Dr. Vibe vial.
Ooh.
And so as we come in to this, if we take a signature and put it into your field, your neurology is going to have a response. And you can take a little glass tube and put in your field, or you can put a person in the field, or you can put you in a restaurant, or you can put you into X. And your neurology is going to say, what does this mean? I like this. I don't like this. I'm going to have an allergic reaction. I'm going to vomit. I'm going to cry. I'm going to, you know, have an experience. Whatever it is, your neurology is responding. And that basic principle is what put me on this path over these last 7 years of being able to utilize that kind of technology. If I put a signature into your field and create change, how can we? And then what's the program? It takes us back to what we talked about. Anybody can make a vibrating bed, but what's the program?
What's the vibe?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the vibe? What's the program? What do we want to? What are we creating? What are we putting in? We accessing. So to get back to your original question is, how do we get working? How did we start working with harmonics? It was the next step. You know, and somebody does when you're launching a rocket ship in outer space, you don't say, "Oh, I'm going to launch a rocket ship." You know how many steps happen between like that idea and actually getting it
and then after
off the ground? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was the same thing between 2000 and 2007. I took so many steps where I remember I was opening up a larger center. I was bringing in associates, and I had about 1,000 of these vials, and they were. It was kind of the Dr. Schwartz wizard chest. You know, frequency. I don't know where they came from. I was creating them, and I was like, man, there's like, how am I going to reproduce this?
Yes.
And so I had, I'm not sure, information that came in, and I was like, I need a different delivery system instead of these little vials. I said, well, what about if I used audio files? And I called a friend of mine who's a professional musician, and he had a recording studio. I said, hey, you want to do an experiment? And he said, sure. And I said, do you have any health issues? And he said, I just started dating this girl that has 3 cats. I'm definitely allergic. Did you read about this in the book?
I did.
Yeah, the infamous cat allergy experiment. I'm dating this girl. She's got 3 cats. I really like her, but it's kind of a mess. Like, I'm snotty, and I'm just, you know, this is not a good scene, you know, for me. I was like, this is great, because at the time, one of my clinics that I ran was called the Allergy Stop. It was a holistic allergies clinic in Denver, Colorado, and I treated a lot of cat allergies, so it was very consistent. It was very consistent. So I went in, and we, in Ableton software, you're music.
I know Ableton.
Yeah. So, God bless you.
Thank you.
And Ableton, which I had never even seen before, even heard the word before, we were staring at this screen, but I was looking at it, and it's kind of organized the same way that my vials were. Just, you know, these signatures, you know, those little boxes, those little rectangles, right? And I showed it to my friend, and I was like, if I wanted to do this, and he's like, well, let's just, and we started just experimenting, and I reproduced my cat allergy protocol in Ableton software. And as a total experiment, did muscle testing on him for which signatures were what, and out of 21 or 22 samples, he was allergic to 18 of them. Over the next week, I treated him 4 times to move through those 18 signatures that he was allergic to, and eliminated the allergy. And that was in 2007, and I remember after that, I was like, okay, I can embed into music. Let's make music. Mm-hmm. And him and I, we went and produced the next 2 albums together, Energy Clearing and Cellular Attunement, and that was the beginning of my music company. And I also began developing a biofeedback system at the same time, because now I was like, okay, cool, I can use audio signatures as a biofeedback system. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the beginning.
Wow.
of how it all began, and then it's evolved. The beds, the vibes that came in, I had a download with that in 2009, and I had 2 albums under my belt. I already started kind of formulating all the, when I think about music, I'm not like, oh, like, what's the melody and what's the rhythm and all that. I'm thinking about, what am I going to put in that album to shift and influence physiology in a very specific way of the reason why I'm making that album in the first place.
It's very targeted.
It's very targeted. And now, where things I think may fall a little short is in the music production part, and that's been the journey, but I've been blessed to work with some amazing producers, and we've really created 7 amazing albums together, using 3 or 4 different producers. So I also thought to myself, instead of just broadcasting these programs through the air, which works, like, we're talking through the air.
You can feel it in there.
Exactly.
You, like, and that's actually something I don't even think that I've totally mentioned. You, like, it consumes you the way you receive it. Mm-hmm. From every angle.
Yeah. Mm.
So receiving it in that way felt special. It felt like it was very strategic that way.
It's a delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, they get on and they say to me, they say, do you know what you've created? And I said, you tell me. And like 100% of the time, they're like, It's some kind of DNA reprogramming device. It's some kind of clearing Akashic records. It's something
it really
about.
Calmed me down, too. I actually feel almost measurably calmer right now.
Yeah, you have a different kind of vibe overall to you.
Thank God.
Yeah, he was like, get her on that bed, calm her down. Exactly. We need to get you some vitamin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of, you know, and then we started kind of working with that technology. Mm. And then there's a lot more to the story, but you asked me, the original question is, how did we get into working with it? And it came to that infamous cat allergy.
I love it. Experiment. I love the origin story. Because it always starts like that. It's not this big thing. It's a subtle recognition or remembering, and then followed by an immediate download to fortify and empower what was the realization to bring it to its full maturation into fruition from the ether into the physical realm. And it is this. It's not the next thing, it is the thing. Because if we go back to the beginning of everybody's book that they wrote, they're saying, let there be light, and then there was light. So then there was a vibration, a sound, a tone, a word, whatever the case may be, energy moving, humming, and then there was light. So in the return to the zero point where we can now actually make an edit, right, or to release some signature that was not in harmony with this vibration that is this being, right? Because we came into existence from a vibe, so we are a vibe. That's why two people make love and then we
exactly.
So it's a return to source in an expedited manner, because we are in the age and the era and the age of I want it now. Because we're not living off the land where we're all grounded all the time. Where we're all able to clearly channel in divine messages to steer and guide our life. But when we clear the airwaves, which is what I feel that these bioharmonics do, clearing the airwaves so that the true song and dance is apparent to the individual. And it's such an amazing thing how you consolidated different little things you've noticed along with, you know, your key purpose of what you wanted to do to facilitate it in a more efficient and practical manner, and just lay down, listen to this, put this on, good. Thank you, bye. You might blink, because some people can't handle the explanation of what these things do for us. They want the science of yesterday to explain it, and that doesn't explain the science of today. And the science of today, like you're saying, that if what's coming is based on where we come from, the ancient. We come from the way of the magnetic field, that everything is a recreation and expression of Mother Nature, and what's happening through the channels, the air, and all of that is really what's behind life. And everything else is expression of that. So we go to the zero point, like this guy was talking to me, Blackfoot.
Yeah,
your friend.
Black Wolf.
Black Wolf, sorry. Yeah. It's definitely not Blackfoot. He is Black Wolf. So he was telling me something about the zero point and how that access point, which is when we bring people to that homeostasis or that point where they're just like meditation, there's neither here nor there. In that zero point, that is the essence of everything. And sound is everything. Sound is energy. Energy is everything. Energy is life. So why, when we pass away, when we're born, when we get married, just to go, everything entails a music, some form of ritual, singing, chanting, right? It's all relative to what brings us back to balance, to eliminate the blocks of just things that are introduced to the system. You know, like you were on that table, the vibe, and what do you feel physiologically that was, because you're already in the process of doing a detox regimen, you know, nutrition, meditation, it's like mind, body, spirit, now upgraded to mind, body, spirit, and tech.
Yes. Yes, and actually, we were all very excited for me to
experience
it for that reason. We really were, because I've been like the test pilot. I've been going through so much with my body the last couple of years, and I knew so much on my own that we were like, okay, let's see what this new thing does for me. I would say it definitely took me down a notch. Like it took it. It's like, you know, you have that whole elephant you have to eat of all the toxins and all the shit that you've been through. It took a bite out of the elephant. Yeah. It definitely felt like it took a bite out of the elephant. And although we do a ton of work, that did something different. That did something.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That did something different.
Continue.
Please.
I think what's back to that story. I'm an empath. You know, I'm good at what I do, but I never really thought that I'm like a, you know, some kind of channeled being. Like, I don't, you know, so I'm not just touching you and you're having some record. Like, I've never thought that of myself. That being said, I do understand human physiology. And I feel that as many people as I could possibly see in my practice, I saw patients about 3.5 days a week. The busy day was 15 patients a day. You know, that was in that 10 to 15 patient day. That was kind of my flow. And it was fine. But I've always had a bigger vision of how I can impact more people. And I was maxed at that kind of schedule.
Yeah.
And so that took me into like these biofeedback systems. And we were opening up that bigger clinic. And how can we reproduce these things? Like, here's stuff for my patients, or here's things I could teach other practitioners to do. And I developed the biofeedback system in 2010, and then I was selling that to doctors. And that was another way of expanding outside of Dr. Schwartz's initial practice. Now I was training doctors, and then they're taking that technology into their practices. And now we just exponentially expanded that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now with these vibes, it's another way, because now it's not that I'm selling them necessarily to doctors, which I am, but I'm also selling them to the end user. And now everybody, it's like self-care. And in fact, Raven is about to come over here. She was in an accident, and as part of her treatment regimen, she's getting a vibe. And because she sees the benefits of what that can do for her. And it's not about Dr. Schwartz.
Mm.
It's about the technology. Because what it is about is it's about Drea, and it's about your process.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned about when I was in practice is that these chronic degenerative processes were way more similar than different. Like, there was more of a consistent pathway to health than different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if that's the case, then, you know, I always said the X factor is the patient, you know, because I think there's different jump-in points.
Mm-hmm.
But within that soup, there's a common, what I call a causal chain progression. So with all these albums, we played cell cleanser for you, but we talked about energy clearing, and we also talked about, based off of your health condition, spectrum would be really good, and then what are the different emotional aspects. So these are, within these confines of these 7 albums, which we're not done, by the way. I am trying to create as much space as I can to make 700 albums.
Mm.
So far, these 7 albums have taken me like 10 years to
mm-hmm.
you know, to make these albums, but I want to make more content. But within this space, we have a lot of latitude for individuals to get a lot of balancing and harmonizing occurring.
Mm-hmm.
That can lead to very profound long-term health improvements.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to add is, you know, you were able to experience this, and it wasn't with Dr. Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the recommendation, but we can make protocols, and I think that's the ultimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing patients, and I accept new patients,
mm-hmm.
and I see new patients. However, I think that there's another aspect beyond myself where people can take ownership for their own and And I think it's very empowering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you said this is just a protocol in the delivery system. People can just get one and utilize it and take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Self-care, self-love.
And then not just that, but now you're having the experience. And now you start sharing it with your community.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts rippling out. And every time we plant one of these vibes somewhere on the planet, I know that we're anchoring a harmonic node. It's a vortex. We call these, they're another name we call these are sonic incense. You know, what is an incense?
Are they actually, they're clearing the energy around them too, aren't
exactly.
they? Oh my God, I can feel it. How funny, they really do. They are creating
sonic incense.
I can see that.
So, you know, you burn,
as soon as you... they're doing land energy clearing wherever they are.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's just kind of where we were, you know? You know, like when you think about incense, you smell it, you're like,
wow.
Oh, it like it puts people into a different space. But what if people like Nag Champa? I hate that incense. I don't like the way that smells at all. You know, I don't really like patchouli. I don't like the way that smells at all. And then in my allergy clinic, you know, people would come in and sell stuff that I really would like. It's like, who's wearing? Yeah. And so out of the necessity of needing to come, of how do I create that same kind of physiological effect, but keep it inert in the space so, you know, my patients won't get triggered. And I always said my job was, you know, that when they get triggered in my clinic, it shows we still have more work to do. You know, because we want to get them cleared. But that's kind of my idea on the whole thing.
Well, I thank you for being a real physician who wants to fix a problem. Who's, you know, I always feel that a doctor changes things, a physician fixes things, and our goal as service providers, as healers, as facilitators, is to solve some form of problem. And you're definitely in the problem solving field. So I show my respect and homage to you, because you've taken things that I'm working with on, you know, basic level in terms of sound therapy and working with the magnetic field to apply it in such a unique manner so that any individual can get the benefit from it, and nobody's gonna be scared or iffy to lie down on a table that vibrates and put on some headphones and a light show that heals them. You know, these certain modalities that, you know, are a little crude because they're not everyday use. This is everyday use. So I bless you and your path, and thank you for existing, because the point of everything is we are bettering the experience of existing. And we are human beings, we're not human doing things. So as you're evolving, this evolves, as I evolve, we evolve, and that's the whole interchange of life. And you know, I feel very blessed to be here in this day and time. And I did have a question about your beautiful book, The Primal Resonance.
Yes, the question.
And I wanted to touch base upon, you know, just two things. Me particularly.
Is it on Amazon, by the way?
It is.
It's a great read. A great, great book. And it's filled with information. If you're concerned about your own health and you want to really know about your health journey, this tells you everything you need to know to get your health back. And I say that from a patient's perspective. And I read a lot. I'm a bookhead. I read a lot of books. This is really, really comprehensive.
Thank you.
And it's tangible. The answers are tangible.
Well, when I was writing that book, so I think the synopsis of people are like, what is this book all about? It's the top 10 list on how to reverse aging and degeneration using sound, light, frequency, and vibration. And it talks about the new epidemic in America, which may not be so new anymore, but that's chronic systemic inflammation. And so that, before the book was a book, this was a living, breathing clinic. This was my 16 years I spent in clinical practice, and really probably a synopsis of my first 40 years on this planet with this book. And a lot of people have referred to that book, it's been referred to as the doctrine to the new earth. And
Bob Proctor did a
Yeah, Bob Proctor.
Yeah, he did something on the front of this.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
the
yeah.
Doctrine to the New Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctrine
great,
to the
great
New
book.
Humans. Thank you.
Great book.
So yeah, Primal.
Highly recommend it.
Primal Resonance. And yeah, I'm really proud. I remember when I was writing the, I was finishing the exit. I mean the editing, and I was doing the final reading through it. You know, it took me quite a while to write the book. And I never written a book before, and I remember saying to myself, there's some controversial stuff in here. But I read it and said to myself, I'm really proud of what I wrote, and I stand behind everything I wrote in this book. Mm-hmm. And if people are not going to resonate with it, then that's okay. Because I know that what the information in the book, if they're not resonating with it now, at some point in time,
they will.
Everybody will. And I feel very blessed that people are reading this book now and resonating with it now. And that makes me feel really
It's a great
happy.
Time.
Yeah,
it's a great time to do it.
You know, they talk about like the, you know, oh, you're like a new age hippie.
You
know?
Kind of are.
Well, no, but you know,
not knowing you too.
It's not about a new age. It's A, I'm not a hippie. I don't think I'd be, but you know, it's not about the new age. It's about the now age.
Yeah, the age.
The age.
It's current.
It's occurring. It's happening now. And there's a lot of information happening. And, mm-hmm. and I feel that things like this biofeedback system or the vibe system, the irony of this book is that when I went to write the book, I didn't write it for doctors. I wrote it for my patients. Mm. Like, I want someone like you to read it and understand it.
Yes.
And I feel like that's why we really, you know, created this book. And I'm really wanting people to... When I was writing this, my whole life was wrapped up in the biofeedback world. Like, I developed the biofeedback system. My full-time practice was working with biofeedback systems. I did have an early model of this, not from a company that I manufactured, but from a company I was selling for. And it was earliest days. And it's the irony of this book is that when I wrote it, I didn't want to write a biofeedback book. Mm. And it took me a little bit of time to understand that. But ultimately, when I wrote this book, I'm now making vibrational technology,
mm-hmm.
which I talk
Literally.
About in here.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't making it then.
I wasn't manufacturing it then. I was definitely including it in the book because it was a pillar. But my entire
wow.
practice has completely changed, but in the delivery system, but not in the doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
The content is all the same.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about pathogens and allergies and optimal cellular communication and hydration and detoxification, optimal thoughts and positive thoughts and exercise, all of these things following our intuition, none of those things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
However, all of those principles are filtered down into different delivery systems
mm-hmm.
in order to most optimally access human physiology for shifting influencing optimal expression.
Mm-hmm. So speaking on intuition, we both prepared a little bit of a question from the book for you.
Oh, please.
The first one, since you just touched on intuition, mine was, what are some techniques that you could recommend that we can all use to strengthen our intuition?
I get asked that question all the time, and I feel the number one thing is acknowledging it. You know how many times people say, "I knew I was supposed to do that," and like, and they don't do it.
They don't follow.
They don't honor it.
Yeah, and it's like I wrote about this in my book, but one of the best things. Because it's all about cellular memory, and it's about habits.
Mm.
So your whole life is habits.
Of course.
Now, what are your habits? You know, and maybe your habit is to not follow your intuition. You know, and that's creating all of this other stuff. Or maybe it is. So, it's all about creating an whatever habits you want. And around your intuition is first acknowledging your intuition, and then really being able to calibrate what's your intuition. One of the things I wrote about in my book is we talked about the difference between like an FM radio signal and an AM radio signal. An FM is really strong and powerful. You know, we're in our cars and we have the tuned most of the stuff, but then you turn on the FM, it's like, you know, it's kind of pops in, it's out, it's more subtle, right? That's your intuition. So I feel like calibrating to that subtleness, and like, where does it come from? You know, according to human design, your intuition lives in your spleen, according to human design. Are you guys familiar with human design, Profiles?
We are. He does human design reading.
Yes. Oh, do?
I'm a pro level analyst.
Oh, I guess we never even had that conversation.
I'm the man.
What's your profile?
Emotional projector, profile 1-4.
Oh, your emotional projector?
Single definition, 3740, channel community.
See, that's why we get along. I'm a splenic projector.
Nice.
Yeah, so I only have two. Actually, Brielle and I, we have like basically the same charts. 3-5 projector. And
bumping thing.
Yeah. So another thing I'd like to make a address a bit about with this is about establishing doctrines in your life, because these are the rules of engagement. And I feel your intuition is like we were talking about coming over here. It's like, oh, isn't parking horrible? You know, we said that. And I said it's what you want it to be. And then you're like, oh, I always get a parking spot. And listen, I've been coming here to this location where we're in. Parking sucks here. Okay, like it's bad. Like it's really like I live just two blocks from here, so I just walk over here. But part of the reason I didn't want to be here long term in this space is because when guests come, parking's a challenge. It's not impossible. It's a challenge because you actually got an amazing parking spot, and I got an amazing parking spot. We found two amazing parking spots as soon as we pulled up, and we set the intention that that's going to happen.
Right when we left. Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like. One of my doctrines is that I don't sit in traffic. Another one is that I don't wait in lines. And another doctrine is that I get amazing parking spots all the time when I'm in alignment with where I'm going. And so when going back to our intuition is when they're showing up in your life, acknowledging the doctrine. Like, why are you making the doctrine? And it's to the point where, like, Brielle and I, like, we go out, like, we were at the farmer's market, and we're like, we gotta get something quick. And there's this line there, we're like, okay, so we're like, no, you know, like, that's a no, because that's a line, and we don't do lines, it's part of the, it's part of the doctrine. And next thing you know, boom, it put us, and that's how you set up synchronicity, which is how your intuition communicates with you.
Doctrines.
Is about setting up a doctrines.
Your standards need to be doctrine, that's rules and regulations.
It's like, I don't wait in line.
And you can have whatever doctrine
you're like,
you want.
SOPs.
I don't play
that. What's that?
SOPs. You're just doctor. Not. SOPs is a sample operating procedure.
Oh, say it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Okay, sort of, I'd like to make a comment about that, if I may.
Please!
So, it's one of my biggest pet peeves is because I am a doctor and I'm a chiropractor, and we learned all these, you know,
all the
clinical stuff. And people come into my practice like, oh, I have like some abbreviation. And I'm like, what's that? And like, aren't you a doctor? Mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you just tell me what that stands for? And they tell me, like, oh, okay, that's. I'm sorry, I guess I don't recognize. Yeah, I don't know, you know.
No, I used to run trials for a long time, so it was just.
Isn't SOP? I always thought SOP is a son of a bitch.
No, SOP?
Oh, it's SOP.
Standard operating procedures?
Standard operating procedure. Okay. Cool.
You're supposed to know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, well, sorry, it was clinical. It was a clinical thing. But I learned it when I worked in the clinical world.
Exactly.
That's why I say that.
So I think
and since you're in the clinical world, I assumed, or in the doctor world, I think I assumed it.
But see, those are doctrines that they set up.
Look at those damn things.
And so, and there's a lot of doctrines. And I think what's also interesting, especially around your health, is what doctrines are fueling your current health challenge? Because they're being carried out daily. And this is what, and you said it, the first thing that you said coming off of this, off the vibe was, I felt like this was disruptive to my nervous system or to my body. That's what you said, right? One of my other, in terms of this, in regards to this, is about chaos.
The music felt like it was creating a chaos, that the patterns my body was currently holding, they couldn't hold on to the current patterns because it was shaking it up with the chaos that was putting it into alignment.
Your body is perfectly in balance in the dimension that you're in currently, that's in resonance with your health condition.
Okay.
So in order for us to create dissonance in your current system, which is going to disorganize the situation, we have to create chaos. Mm-hmm. We have to create disorganization in order for it to realign into a new alignment in which this current health challenge does not exist.
All right, I just understood how they do the medicine-less healing in the East, as you're saying. So the acclimation of the cell structure, being the patient, being the client that's going to receive the treatment, is disturbed through means of information input. It could be any information as long as it disturbs the current programming, and that can be a number of things. By introducing to the cellular structure of being the introduction to clearing at a shot, mm-hmm. but a shot that cleared the space, then the introduction of the fixed energy would be, in your case, in my case, the solfeggio scale, or, you know, crystals, the fixed energy, while we disturb the system, is the reintroducing to the same system a new pattern to immediately integrate, because there is a void upon the disturbing.
Yes.
And just like in the marketplace, when we disturb the market and then present the solution for the disturbance, it immediately integrated into the market.
Yes.
Without push or
it
pull.
Felt like they coalesced at the end, like the old and then the new zero point that you're talking about, and then the new, they were all coalescing at the end, and they were transitioning from old to shake the shit out the old to the chaos to, oh my god, I have a blank field, to okay, let's rewrite. Like, I could feel that happening.
And we're gonna just, and we work with it.
You're changing the communication. So self-healing being is a path of self-care, of us taking care of ourselves. How can we change the communication of ourselves? What's happening that we're changing the communication of ourselves?
That's another great question. That's in the optimal cellular communication. So it was really funny. So Rhea and I were on this. We had to do this kind of 2-day excursion.
Okay.
It was far. We had to drive all the way up to Nevada and back. And we filled up with a whole bunch of water, and we blew through our water. We're driving. We're like coming back down here. We're completely out of water, and like we're totally thirsty. And she says to me, "My optimal cellular communication is reduced," you know. And it was really cute because, like, how do you create optimal cellular communication? It begins with a highly conductive, fluid system, which is not just around hydration. It's about the right hydration, about minerals, because you realize that water void of minerals is an amazing insulator.
Like distilled water.
Yeah. So it's super pure, but it actually completely inhibits the fluid dynamic flow of your cell. Of the way
it insulates instead of has a flow.
Yeah, and it creates an inert process. So adding in now structured water and mineralized water, it creates a highly conductive space. Creates a highly conductive space, and it also holds memory. And it's so what we're wanting to do, because it's a very clear, like, what's beef jerky? You know what beef jerky
dehydrated.
Is?
Yeah.
Dehydrated meat.
Yeah.
So what happens when we take water out of your body?
Dehydrated.
You become dehydrated. Like,
it's like the skin section. We were talking about everybody's skin, about the dehydration. You just look like you're dehydrated. You're beef jerky.
Yeah, you're beef jerky. So we need to add in, so we keep your system. So the optimal first step of optimal cellular communication is hydration. And that is why I talk about hydration before optimal cellular communication in my book. Actually, a funny quick story about this. I wrote the whole book, cleared it for editing, had it all done. I'm reading through the book, and I had a total freak out. The first time I was like, oh my God, I put, the chapters were in the wrong place. And then I thought about it, I was like, no, wait, it's perfect. Hydration has to come before optimal cellular communication, because you can't have anything we talk about in the
optimal. How can they communicate if they're not hydrated?
Exactly.
You can't have one. Exactly. Step two, that's you don't
the,
have step all right, one.
So because we are the water.
We are the water.
It's a prereq.
Yeah. And so the next phase of optimal cellular communication is about what is optimal cellular communication and how does that happen? And that talks about the living connective tissue matrix and microfilaments, microtubules, and intermediate tubules. Those are the three biological materials that form this connective tissue matrix. And they have one biological feature. You know what it is?
What?
They respond to your environment through vibrational resonance.
Yes, just like the water test. So the different imprinted words and also frequencies created the different molecular structures inside. And we being over 3/4 water, the first step is balance the water.
Yeah.
Balance the water.
With water. One other comment I'd like to make about water is, I write about this, Dr. James Oshman wrote a book called The Scientific Basis of Energy Medicine. Super intense book, great information if you ever want to read it. But he talked about, through his research, that when we come into this world as babies,
yes,
theoretically, basically we're like 90% water. And like we're all, you know, we don't even have, even all of our bones are mostly like cartilage, which is all water. And then when we die of quote unquote natural causes or old age, that percentage of water in our bodies is around 50%.
That's why we die.
Well, so in what I find to be interesting is the difference between 90% and 50% is only 40%. So that means that a 10%, and then what James Oshman talks about in his book is a 10% reduction in cellular communication in hydration results in a reduction in cellular communication by 1 million times.
Just 10%.
Yes. So now, like, let's say you're 20% dehydrated. So now that might not give you cancer, it might not give you a disease, it might not give you these things, but it's reduced your cellular communication enough where your immune system is 2 million times reduced. Your ability for your cells to be like, you know how you and I were having this conversation right now and we're vibing. But what if there was all this information that was dissonant and now you're not really hearing me? You're kind of like, oh, I think I heard what you said. Like, you know, you're on the phone and you're like, I can't really hear you. When that happens, that's like the reduction in hydration. And that's my point. So that's the decrease in optimal cellular communication, rather. So we're wanting to, and then as an effect, that creates acidity, that creates inflammation, that perpetuates.
So the lack of hydration is affecting the acidity?
Cellular communication.
Okay.
And it also creates acidity, but then.
Acidic environment, right?
But then, and when you get to the pathogen chapter in my book, that sets up an optimal experience for pathogenic infection, which is what's going on with you with your health challenge, chronic infection, and they're thriving. So we have to create an environment in which they can't thrive. Then you take back your life. Yeah. And so there's tentacles, what I talk about. The causal chain progression. It's not about you addressing your pain or about, you know, your symptoms. It's about short circuit, reestablishing a new foundation so everything else gets short circuited under it, and then it's just gone. Gone. And then you're good.
And then we pass over. The container, the temple cannot take any more action. And it's true, like a lot of elders, they suffer these degenerative diseases. They're not active, that's one. They're not detoxing, they're not actively sweating, they're not feeling the need to hydrate, they're not moving around, they're feeling a little more the wear and tear. So that killed the inspiration and all of these eliminating attributes to what makes us alive, being active and using our sexuality and being social and having people talk to us and smile to us and look at us with like, oh, young people, you know,
the full spectrum
yeah, of interaction. Just like, you know, I tuned up, I didn't even tune up the lady. She just came by the tent and she was just like thanking me for doing what I'm doing. She invited me over to her house. She's from New York, from the Lower East Side, a Cuban lady. So she's like, oh, you're Dominican. And then she's just this sweet lady, property manager, but she's like, oh, just you come by anytime, you know, just say whatever. And I hear my mom talking, like, we don't get the same interaction. Like, nobody's here squeezing your cheeks. Oh, you're so handsome and cute, Steven, and kissing you all over. But it's the same with the hydration, that nourishment, that true nourishment that keeps us wanting to interact on a live basis, because, you know, we have a very thin line between interacting in the dead zombie zone and interacting in the live vibrant zone, which, you know, I love this whole thing, the vibe that we sit on and we get the vibe right.
You know what the vibe stands for?
Tell me.
It's an acronym.
Oh, I didn't see it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it mean? V-I-B-E.
S. Vibrational, well, vibes.
Okay.
Vibrational, individualized body enhancement systems.
Talking about that.
Right. Vibes.
How can vibrational resonance eliminate infectious agents?
Great question. Dude, you guys are asking amazing questions. Because by definition, okay, so there's more germs in our bodies than our cells. That's the number one major paradigm that we need to understand. And when we are in homeostasis, or when we're in balance with our biological terrain, we're healthy. So any byproducts of inflammation or things like that are all expressions of an imbalance in gut flora, which can come from, a lot of times, pharmaceuticals or drugs or alcohol or poor diet or anything like that. And they're never replenished.
What about what pharmaceuticals does to you? How it like, I was on pharmaceuticals for years. Yes. I haven't been on since the beginning of last year.
Okay.
So what about what I'm left with?
Well, I think it's all the buildup. I don't really want to talk about that. But the other question I would refer to is: have you gone on a mega dosing of probiotics?
Okay.
Have you done that?
So just started.
Well, I mean, we recently started much more.
So the good thing is that you're not on the pharmaceuticals, and I can't make any comments about that. Okay. However, now it comes into the rebuild stage.
Yes.
And the rebuild stage is mega dosing on probiotics, because that reestablishes the gut flora. Mm-hmm. We talked about this in the pathogen chapter, but there's these life cycles that exist between like happy, healthy germs and complex pathogens. And there's a concept called pleomorphism or pleomorphic change, which is crazy. Because pleomorphism, what it means is that a happy, healthy germ, due to vibrational dissonance or vibrational resonance of a field, completely mutates a happy, healthy germ into a pathogenic disease, pathogen, due to vibrational resonance of its environment.
That makes sense.
It does.
So when you have a toxic environment, whether it be mentally toxic, physically toxic, or whatever, it it changes the environment of your system, where then these things begin like stem cells. Mm-hmm. They turn into something, yeah. And then it perpetuates mm-hmm. disease, and now you have all these quote unquote co-infections. Yeah. It's really pretty awesome to study mm-hmm. what happens here, but also I always say the arrows go in both directions. Mm-hmm. So if toxicity will revert your happy, healthy pathogens happy, healthy germs into pathogens, then the opposite take it back into health. And what's the common denominator?
Vibration.
Momentum.
Vibrational resonance. So that's mm-hmm. why we make these things.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's why I'm gonna have 7 albums, but I wanna make 700 albums.
Yeah,
I wanna make 100 with you.
Okay.
I'm studying the vibration of oils
yep.
and fruits,
yep.
right? Where
and for the record, these are all vibrational resonances,
right.
So they all kind of tie into it. You know, this is one access point. Continue.
So now, like algae and essential oils and berries vibrate at the level of, you know, almost 1,000 hertz, right? So these antioxidants in the berries, mm-hmm. in the algae, in the essential oil, create the opposite effect, the barrier around each cellular structure, and they kick out the toxins. So in combination of the harmonic resonance that the technology produces, and the detox and flooding in of the antioxidants and good probiotics, which there's so many now, that immediately is the disturbing of the system and the recharging and rejuvenation. And all you got to do is set your like, we're going that way? All right, we're going that way. And mm-hmm. then everything else
follows.
Gets the signal.
Yeah.
That is, okay, so that makes our job easier. We just have to get the person open. He's like, yeah, I want to do that. All right, bro.
Well, in this case, it takes us back into the causal chain progression. So, okay, so I have chronic infection. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Someone.
I don't have chronic infection.
A possible patient.
A person
comes
having
in
chronic infection.
That was close.
And here's antibiotics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you giving them probiotics? Mm-hmm. No, don't take probiotics. And so it's like a nuclear bomb on your gut. It just destroys everything, and then you're left in this aftermath of this. And then what's the first thing that comes in to reestablish growth? In nature, just the same too. Molds and fungus. Same exact thing happens when you don't have the nutrition. So then that's off. And then other opportunistic vibration germs come in, and that it perpetuates this whole thing. But then, where did it come from? So when we're looking at when we're looking at the causal chain progression, what created that original dissonance in your field? Was it an emotional trauma? We talked about. Remember? Was it an emotional trauma? Was it when you were a kid? You had earaches, and you were on like years of antibiotics. That's really common. You know, has it been like, do you have some kind of food allergy that creates toxicity in your body? You know, have you had some kind of pathogen that's been traveled through the placenta from your mother, or is it something that happened more in an older, later on in your life? It could be a myriad of things, and this is where the history comes in, and then we start introducing ourselves and introducing different ways of accessing it and really just resetting your body and giving it its power back. And I think that's another thing too about quote the energetics, about being a victim. Mm-hmm. You know, going to a doctor, you're my healer, mm-hmm. Dr. Schwartz, you're gonna heal me. Mm-hmm. Dr. Schwartz didn't heal me. He took all my money and didn't like get me any results.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm gonna put like a bad Yelp or something, you know. And the thing about it is
that happens.
It happens.
Dr. Hart was just talking about that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is exactly it. Like, you know, and like the thing is, like, you come in, like, this is what we do for a living. Yeah, yeah. And we're going to charge a fee for it. But at the end of the day, like, I always say that I may, quote unquote, be a I went to school to be a doctor, and I can help you, but really I'm an optimal human performance facilitator, and I'm helping co-facilitate.
You are co-facilitating.
I'm co-facilitating with the client that's coming in, and helping them get to a place of optimal balance and establishing. So that's really what the role that I'm wanting to take. And maybe it's take the vibe, you know, and get vibe sessions. Or do we need a biofeedback system? Do you need to get on mega dosing of probiotics? All of the above. Mm-hmm. Do you need, what's your hydration like? Mm-hmm. You know, and what is your, like, no offense, but I mean, now sometimes like, Arrowhead, did you guys get that?
No, we just got them.
I don't think they saw Arrowhead at Erewhon, but
yeah, just, we just got them there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They sure do.
It was like $5.
Yeah, we could have made some other water recommendations, but regardless of that, that's not the conversation we want to go down to. But ultimately, what it comes down to is, these are all the
But for me, those are important. Those are important details because I'm 46 and my body's already been through the ringer, and I'm trying to release it. So all those things seem to be pretty important for me.
So then we come on it. We get on schedule. We get on track. And I think the first thing comes down to is how can I help support you in this journey? And I think even just coming back to. Like, I don't know your history. You've told me a little bit. We haven't sat down and, like, gone over, like, a detailed history about, like, the nitty-gritty of everything. But I think about, you know, what are the things that trigger you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying emotionally trigger you, physical, that you're holding on to stories-wise that are feeding into the dissonance and inflammation that's giving the power to this chronic condition.
The old story.
Yeah.
And that's
Save
where
a new story.
And so it's about clearing cellular memory, and these are cellular memory clearing devices, and you know, I was having this conversation with my girlfriend the other day. We were saying, you know, every 7 years you end up you have new cells. So what if I said to you that over the I was going to work with you for 7 years, but at the end of the 7 year cycle, you are going to be a completely, completely new person at the cellular level. But it's going to end. It's going to take 7 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Would you sign up for that?
Seems like a long time. But, I mean, I do what I got to do. It took me a long time to get this way.
It took you a long time. And I think 7 years is long, excessive.
Yeah, it seems pretty long, but...
But just think about it, like, so you're 46, so 46, 40, so 4, and so you'd be 53? 52?
Yeah, I'll be 47 this year, so yeah.
53. So would it be worth it to you in 7 years if we transformed every one of your 100 trillion cells in your body to express itself in a completely different way by 52?
Absolutely.
53.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So these are the tools. And the good news is that I don't think it's going to take 7 years.
Right? Yeah, you're like a...
but I think about there's a life cycle of turning over for 7 years.
Yeah.
So you have a 7 year window of complete biological cellular mitotic meaning mitosis, which is cellular replication change. Oh, and by the way, do you know what materials initiate mitosis, biological materials? We talked about it during this podcast already today.
Did we talk about, hold on, I know I read some of this stuff.
Okay.
The water?
Did we talk about music or frequency?
It's biological material, and there's three of them, and it's part of the living connective tissue matrix, and they respond to vibrational resonance. The microfilaments, microtubules, and intermediate tubules. I mean,
thank you.
Those three materials.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard of those words.
Those are first. So interestingly enough, those three materials are what make up the living connective tissue that initiate mitosis and signal transduction, how our cells communicate, and how our cells replicate.
So we just need to speak to those elements.
Yes. And well, no. They're already being spoken to. We need to be a little more intentional.
Okay.
With the communication we're having to your cells.
That programmed the somatic nervous system?
Yeah. Autonomic nervous system. Autonomic. Somatic is body. Autonomic is your involuntary. But both, all of it. Whole thing.
Full spectrum wellness, baby.
Full spectrum wellness.
Reality is talking. This is where we are. This is the advancement of your beautiful unfoldment of self. People come to see the doctor, but you know, the unfoldment of where you are is what allows the person to be integrated into their new them, the new millennium. I like what you're saying, the vibrational sound therapy for the new millennium, because everything is going into, like, that's the basis of everything, the way the pyramids were built, and everything is based on this harmonic resonance, return to this balance. The facilitation is commenced.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
I have a question for
you
about the electromagnetic spectrum. And
wow, you're so much more calm. It's like tricky.
Really?
Yeah, you laugh. Your laugh is different, and everything.
Get it back on that bed.
Does I'm noticing, like, I can't see auras. You know, I just could feel things, but her thing is changed. Like, she did a lot of therapy, but her laugh is different and everything.
Congratulations.
And you know, I feel I want to hear your question.
Yeah.
My, you know, in medicine, a typical practice of diagnosis is take this pill, and if it helps, then we know the pill does this, so that's that. And you know, like, oh, that seems like kind of Russian roulette kind of thing. But there's a concept, like, I would say everything is as diagnostic as it is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Like, let's start going down a path, and if you are responding to it, I have an idea of I'm expecting to be seeing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not changing, that tells me something. If it is changing, that tells me something, and that helps kind of steer the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my first objective is, can we see a change physiologically? If we can create a change physiologically,
mm-hmm.
we can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The first step is just, can these modalities influence
the physicality,
physiology of your body? Yeah, and if we can do that, then we just got to tweak it all out.
Mm.
And we're seeing that, so we have a great jump off point.
Mm.
Yeah, like I all right.
Wait, oh, wait, what was the electromagnetic field question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I know there's a lot of modalities out there, and there's so many things that do work, and there's so many things that our body will receive in terms of treatment. And knowing that the electromagnetic field, how the spectrum, there's different waves of light and different basically ways into the healing. I know that you come in, is it the short or the long wave where your technology is?
Very short.
Okay.
We're in the sound radio waves.
That's what I thought.
So if you're looking at, like, the electromagnetic field spectrum,
you're all the way to the
right, all the way, to the radio wave spectrum. So depending, if you're looking at it to the left, basically, if it's here, but if you're looking at it, I guess it'd be to your right.
Yeah, I think on here it's to the right. The electromagnetic
scale. I'm looking straight ahead. It's too, but yeah, this way or that way, depending on which, if you're seeing me on video or whatever. But we're in the let's just talk about Hertz frequencies.
Yeah.
Radio waves, we're down in, like, the audible hearing range is 20 to 200 hertz.
Okay.
2,000 hertz. 20,000 hertz, rather. 200 to 20,000 hertz.
Okay.
The sound waves that influence your skin is between 0.5 and 100 hertz.
Hmm.
0.5 and 100. The Schumann resonance is 0.
Isn't it? It's 3.6. Yeah, 3.68.
So that's what influences the string. I mean, the string, the skin. There was a guitar that can influence the string. This guy did a 4-string guitar, some African, and put the string for plasma. It's like certain frequencies. It's just amazing thing that sound can do.
Mm.
Exactly. So there's so many different think so. So this is at the other end. So then as we move up the spectrum, we fall into the visible light spectrum. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's the rainbow, where you live, you know, and then we move up into the infrared spectrum, which is invisible, which is on the laser and in the light pads. And then we move into like microwaves and more of the bigger wavelengths, that gamma waves and things like that. So when we're talking at therapeutics, we're looking at sound way at the other end, light way at the other end, more like in the mid-range, and then we're looking at like PMF, more to like the, I guess, the higher frequency ranges, microcurrent, things like that. But the missing ingredient is frequency. Because here's the thing, frequency exists proportionally the same. Frequency exists proportionally the same, but just through all the different spectrum. So if there's a frequency range for sound for the liver, proportionately the same but in the light spectrum is liver.
Yeah.
And proportionally the same for that in the electromagnetic, in the PEMF range is liver. It's just higher, just elevates up in octaves.
Okay.
And so now you can start directing these pathways where we're connecting physically, so like light is working more in like the DNA electron orientation world. And sound is more on the connective tissue level. PEMF is working more in like the field level.
Do you think that all of these things are needed, work in all of these areas, or do you think that one is more superior than the other?
It depends on where the insult lies.
Yeah, where
if you had some people, yeah. I mean, when I was working with my vials, I had an entity removal pathway, which when I learned about it, I never was particularly like into it. But I, you know, you have your pendulum. I had my own.
I have an entity remover pendulum.
Pendulum, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. So like,
we speak same language. Yeah. Okay.
So we're sitting there, and I had like my box, you know, where I'm like, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? You know, and I would just treat whatever I found, and entity removal pathway. I was like, okay, but and I would just do it because it was what was called for. And the way it was packaged, my patients didn't even know I was doing it. They're like, oh, what came? I was like, oh, I'm just going to remove some energy from you. Like, oh, okay. And then they come back.
That's
come,
what I'm going to tell them.
And then they would just come back because it's completely irrelevant for you. Like, oh, removing it in. Because then they're going to go home like, oh, honey, like the
it's
Dr.
Like
Steve removed like some energy.
Ancestral.
Yeah.
It's a Ghostbuster.
You know, like, yeah, Ghostbusters are like, why are you paying? Yeah. How much did he charge you for that? And that guy's a quack and don't go back, you know, and all that stuff.
A long time.
But the interesting thing about it is that they'd come back without their conscious mind knowing, and they'd be like, oh my God, whatever you did last time, I'm like 90% better.
Like this
ding,
guy.
Ding, 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 ding. Great. Because it's it doesn't matter about the conscious mind. I always said in my clinic.
Yes.
I always said in my clinic, the conscious mind is responsible for two things. Keeping your appointment on time and paying me. Otherwise, I'm not doing anything with your conscious mind. Like, just thank you for being on time. Thank you for booking your next appointment and paying my front desk person. But otherwise, dude, I'm having a completely different communication pathway with the rest of you. And the least that I need to get involved with that level, the better it's going to be for all parties involved.
Truth.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Truth has been spoken.
All right. Well.
What else?
I don't know.
Thank you.
It's a pretty good download, don't you think?
I believe.
Yeah. These were things that we had talked about before, and we were just really interested in finding out more about. You know, especially after the experience and talking to you. It's been so eye opening and helpful for us, and just the practice that we're running with patients right now, and trying to be. a total, you know, try to offer the diagnostics for the patient in as many ways that we can. This just really opens us up to another field that we really need to pay more attention to. And I obviously need to do more of myself, you know.
Well, you don't need to do anything.
Well, I want to.
So you're choosing,
yes,
you're choosing,
I'd like to,
a different path. And, you know, what I'd say to a lot of my patients is, like, you know, hey, I went to the doctor and they ran tests and they didn't find anything. You know, I said, oh, awesome. Congratulations. You don't want them to find anything. And now what? So the doctors are left like, okay, we don't find anything. We don't know how to treat you. So now where are you? You're kind of stuck with me. You're stuck in the world of holistic medicine because we're the only ones that are really probably going to get anywhere. And it's great that they didn't find anything.
And we're going to treat you at your root cause. We're not going to treat the symptom. We're going to treat you from why you're ill.
Yeah.
If we're looking at it from a holistic perspective. So thank you for hanging out with us and just giving us the opportunity to pick your brain, because it's such valuable information. And this genuinely supports all of our efforts from not only a personal but a collective perspective and our journeys. And it just really supports what we're doing on so many levels. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So yeah, anything that I can do for you guys down in San Diego, and if you know anybody that's interested in this technology, whether it be up here for a session or to incorporate them into their practices. You know, our hashtag is hashtag harmonize humanity.
Well, we want to.
And also hashtag come vibe with us.
We want to expand your presence down there, because this is something that needs to be common knowledge that we can. What I say to people when they come by, they what are these? And I tell them about the vibration tuning. I say, you could change your vibe, you change your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we were listening to, you know, gangster rap 24/7, 365, then we change to Beethoven and Mozart and Billie Holiday. It's like a whole another reality. So when we change the channel, that what we do when we tweak them up, you know, you're literally changing their life. And that is the best effect that we can have on people, where we benefit their life for the better, whatever that means to them, but as long as it's for the better, it's such a rewarding thing for what spirit has for us. And I acknowledge that this itself is a part of my synchronization in terms of my path, my field of study, my area of interest, my love, and my purpose. Every one of us have a particular goal in life and the reason why we exist, a certain gift, and I feel fortunate to have this synchronicity to put ourselves in the path to meet up with you. And being that we are in the field of correcting the issue that we see in the world, beginning with ourselves, beginning with what we're offering the world, that's the best way. It's not us, it is coming through us, but it's not us. And I just want to say thank you, and we always end the same that way we begin, with thinking and just, you know, a nice affirmation in prayer. So I invite us to join hands in the acknowledgement of the completion of this beautiful podcast here with my brother Stephen, my brother Ocho, and my sister Andrea. And may the blessings upon blessings, the lessons upon lessons exhibited in this podcast be trickled through the time and space that doesn't exist into the words and the feelings and the vibes and the channels, to bring forth and continue to linger this vibration of vitality throughout all of our encounters and experiences. And anyone who has the privilege to hear this podcast, just share it with whoever feels that they will have a benefit, as we feel the benefit of here and now, blessing ourselves and each other with the presence of truth. And this is reality pouring through our veins and our blood and our breath. And we breathe into life with love, and we embody greatness. And this is what it is, and so it shall be, as it ever was. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And that
is that.
Is that. And that, my people, has been Reality Talks. Thank you so much for tuning into episode number 3 with Brother Hulu Amun Ra, Sister Dre Love, and of course Dr. Stephen Schwartz. Go ahead and go to bioharmonictechnologies.com. Follow him on Instagram and Facebook. Well, maybe Facebook, not so much these days. follow him nonetheless on that gram, and we as they say.
Actually, we have our Epic Vibe show on my Facebook, Bioharmonic Technology Facebook, every Monday, 7 o'clock.
There you go.
PM Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Tune in for the epicness of Dr. Vibe, Dr. Stephen Schwartz's world.
That's right.
And if you like podcasts with really vibey people like you invited me onto, please tune in to the Epic Vibe show with Dr. Vibe. And I promise you will have an entertaining hour.
Experience.
And of course, Reality Talks have been brought to you by Zorb. Zorb EMF Protection Disc is an innovative product that protects us from the potentially harmful effects of electromagnetic waves. Mm. The patented Zorb Disc is a composite of 20 different ceramics that have the propensity to absorb potentially harmful electric and magnetic waves. Mm. The Zorb has been EMF and SAR tested in two different facilities. Test results indicate the Zorb effectively reduced harmful EMFs by more than 90% and SAR heat emanating from the foam by more than 50%. What Zorb means for us is no more headaches, no more hot head. Go to thezorb.com for more information and type in promo code REALITYTALKS, one word, to receive a 20% discount at checkout. Zorb.
Q-Nectar, supporting Reality Talks, superfoods, short for human nectar. We all have wellness, and then we have Q-Nectar. Mm. They make getting healthy simple and accessible. Q-Nectar is a one-stop health shop, a melody of nutritious superfood blends, essential oils, plant extracts from Mother Nature's medicine cabinet. Mm. The healthiest and most powerful seeds and fruits from around the world made to balance our body, mind, and spirit. Find out more about these healing products at hughnectar.com. Enter the code REALITYTALKS and receive 20% off your order. Health is wealth, and we got a Nourish Flourish, baby. You know that.
Yeah, we do. And finally, this episode of Reality Talks has been brought to you by Think Possible Apparel, baby. Woo. Perfect gift for a loved one. They create amazing shirt designs with positive words, affirmations, quotations, and many, many, many other things. Go ahead and go to thinkpossibleapparel.com to see how you can fit those truths into your day. And that, my people, has been Reality Talks, episode number 3. On behalf of Hulu Amun-Ra, Drea Love, and the good Dr. Stephen Schwartz, I am Ocho the Owl. I will make today count. And together, baby, let's increase
the peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Reality Talks here on anchor.fm. If you received any value from this podcast, all we ask is to share it with one person, and that reciprocation will be greatly appreciated. Keep spreading the light and love. Thank you.